It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sash!
I'm back!
It's getting shriller. I don't know how we're going to... Where can we go from here? If there's an episode where you think we're not saying slash and dash, all that's happened is it's just high enough that only dogs can hear.
Yeah.
We finally peaked.
Anyone under 17 will be like, oh, that's a high-pitched one. Everyone over 17 will be like, they've lost their edge.
Nope. They'll start playing it outside McDonald's.
No.
Did the youths.
So you guys voted again for, well, the patrons did. Well done. If you're not a patron, close your ears now. You're not allowed to listen to the... No, it will allow it. It's called the Canoe Did It.
Which the what? Canoe as in like a boat.
Yeah, that's the name that I gave it.
Canoe Did It.
To be fair, it's a bit of a shit one. Like, you should have...
Oh?
You should have thought through this. But...
that doesn't intrigue me. The Canoe Did It. Or what? Some sort of boating accident?
I think... I mean, sometimes I've got to put some duffers in to make it fair.
And then
otherwise it's like...
I suppose the risk we run is that they choose the duffers.
Well, I did give it a theme this week. It was unsolved. They're all unsolved.
So the canoe may have done it, is what we should have called it.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I don't like an unsolved. I don't know why I did it. Should we just go home?
Bye!
Just fuck this off.
Dash!
okay, so Tom Thompson. Have you heard of Tom Thompson, the artist?
No.
Canadian version of Van Gogh.
Okay, so just impressionist, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I looked at some of his art and I did really like it.
I shouldn't have said just impressionist, right? That was very dismissive of me.
Impressionist is my favourite genre, actually. Although I did have a thing for Picasso's Blue Period for a while, but then I
realised I was being so pretentious.
Yeah, I left puberty.
Like when you're a teenager and you're like, oh my god, the bell jar just speaks to me.
Oh my god, yeah.
I literally thought I had a mental illness just because I read the bell jar and I was like, it's me. No, it's not. You're fine.
I know. Every teenager's just willing themselves into mental illness, aren't they? I always say to my classes, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember when I was a teenager and I used to sit in my room crying and be like, oh, why am I so... not good for this, like, I'm too good for this world and all that kind of crap. Like, I just don't fit in here. And then I was like, oh no, wait, I'm just playing sad music and lulling myself into like stressful thoughts. And then all the students like, oh my god, I do that. Like, this is teenage years. This is it.
It's emosh.
So Tom Thompson was born in August 1877.
So he is the artist.
Yeah. In Ontario. Is Ontario?
Now, I got picked up on this before. It's Ontario, right?
Ontario, Canada.
I just figure we're saying it with an English accent, like, yeah. Deals.
Tomato, tomato. And he
Ontario.
Ontario, Ontario. He was the sixth of 10 children.
Ontario?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, okay.
To upset the Canadians. Canadians never get upset. They'll be fine with it. So he's the sixth of 10 children, and he didn't go to school because he had breathing issues or respiration issues. So he'd sort of wander around the woods.
Sorry.
So obviously...
Just basically, you're free now.
Yeah.
Go. Let the woods teach you.
Let the woods breathe for you.
But you can sit at a desk, yeah. Wander the woods...
Well, I'm sure he did some desk sitting as well. It's a lot of hours to kill if you're not at school and there's no such thing as an iPad. I imagine how boring.
Just wandered in the woods.
You know, of course he's going to become an artist.
He was brought up by fucking Moss.
So he moved to Seattle as a young man. Seattle?
No, I think you've got it.
No. And he worked as an elevator operator for a while.
Brilliant.
Which I thought was a bit...
That's a big change, like from just roaming free in the woods as your whole childhood to being in like a little metal box.
Yeah.
That's the worst career change.
And he was a really talented artist from a young age. And so he worked for a while as an etcher and then he became an engraver.
Step up.
Yeah. And then he moved back to Toronto and back to Ontario, and then he began selling and exhibiting his art. And he was a keen canoeist, and he'd go on long trips with friends. He'd go traveling in his canoe and he'd go out fishing. So July 8th, 1917, he set up on a fishing trip alone across a lake called Canoe Lake. And it was an area he was pretty familiar with. He'd worked as a park ranger for a bit there. He knew the area. He'd gone canoeing there a lot as well.
His CV is a mess.
Yeah. No consistency. It's like a modern CV. Didn't they used to...
Like, what's going on? Why can't you stick a job?
Because he's an artist.
He's etching in every surface. All his lifts are, like, defaced to fuck.
So, within hours of leaving... for this fishing trip on July 8th in 1917, his canoe was spotted floating back near the dock where he'd left from, but he wasn't there. So it was over a week later that his body was actually found in the lake.
That's got to be an accident, surely. Who's going to also be in the middle of the lake?
Well, we'll see.
A fish. A big fish.
Big fish could have done it. A dolphin.
Dolphins are smart.
Manatee.
Dolphins are you? Aren't dolphins like trained by the US military?
To have guns. We might have solved it. But
Sharky and George can solve this. That's who we should get on the case.
I can't remember. All I can remember is the theme tune. I can't remember any crimes they busted. But they were the crime busters of the sea, so it must have happened. They were. So obviously this is a big deal. If you know who Tom Thompson is, and because it's almost like Van Gogh's death being a mystery, but we know that Van Gogh killed himself. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's a high profile person who died and everyone's like, why did they die?
Oh, okay.
It's an unsolved big thing. So
the canoe did it.
Well, yeah.
Says it in the name.
So evidence and things to consider is that he was having an affair with a woman called Winifred Traynor, and she wanted to get married and he didn't want to get married, and she had told him apparently that she was pregnant.
What, so she's a suspect?
No, I think some people think that he couldn't face having a child.
So he killed himself.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Committed suicide. Reasonable. The day before the death, before he left in the canoe, a friend of his called Shannon Fraser, who owed him money, got in a fight with him and accidentally knocked him out. Ooh. So possibly he tracked him down, finished the job.
To the middle of a lake.
Or it could be that the hitting him in the head caused a brain hemorrhage.
What happened that when they found the body? Just drowning? Just drowned?
I'll tell you in a bit.
Oh.
It's also rumoured that a gunshot was heard not long after he set off.
Those pesky dolphins!
There was a guy called Martin Bletcher. He was Tom's friend, but that had been seen arguing with Tom before he died. And
one, he's got a shitload of jobs that he can't keep. Now, apparently he's got all these friends that he just has an argument with all the time.
Well,
he must have been a really painful guy to be around.
Yeah. So he was the guy who found the canoe, and rather than saying, oh, he's missing, I'll turn it in as evidence, he put it into storage. And then
maybe he thought he just forgot to tie it up.
Maybe. And then it was only when police actually asked him about well, we were just asking about Thompson, that actually he said, oh yeah, I found his canoe, in questioning. Those who found the body said his head showed signs of trauma with a large bruise and some bruising, and but the official report said drowning.
Do they have swans?
What, in Canada?
Yeah.
Canadian geese.
I don't know if they can pack a punch the way a swan can. I know.
Those pissy geese can be pretty scary.
I think the Canadian geese are the chilled ones. They're like, it's the nasty white geese that get you.
Oh no, I've been hissed at by a Canadian goose and it's pretty scary.
They probably listen to the podcast, that's why.
Although
they're trying to say Ontario in geese.
Tom was buried and then he was dug up and exhumed 2 days later and then he was reburied.
Just for lols.
Let's
check it again.
some people believe that he was murdered by Bletcher, his friend who he'd had the argument with. Or perhaps he'd had that hit on the head and it caused a bleed on the brain. Others believe that he committed suicide rather than having a baby, like we talked about. But in 1956, so years later, they did try and dig up his body again. But they didn't really know if it was legitimately his grave because it was so long afterwards. So where they believed he was buried, they dug up, they found bones, they found a skull, and it had a bullet hole through the left temple. But the undertaker stated it was someone else's skull and there was no DNA checks. So we're not doing Unsolved again.
I'm going to say I don't really have... I bet another podcast would make like an 8-part series out of that.
Probably.
I'm just like, if you tell it me, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
No speculation here.
No, I mean, I thought there'd be more to it when I started. And then it sort of wasn't as interesting as I thought it was.
I feel like, I don't know, when I'm imagining it, everyone's like, shall we solve this case? Ooh, let's dig him up. Oh, okay, let's put him back. It's too difficult.
Like, don't know.
Meh.
I reckon he was canoeing. The thing is, people don't, like, canoeing's not a very dangerous thing, is it? If you know what you're doing. Like, it's pretty quiet. Maybe he hit his head on a tree in the canoe.
But then how do we even know he went out in the canoe that day?
Also, if they found the canoe upright, how would he have fallen in?
Catching a fish, like in the cartoons where you're trying to reel it in and it pulls you so hard that you plop in the water.
So, Facebook group, can you send us, well, write a post. What do you think happened to Tom Thompson? I think I've called him Tom Thomas several times this episode. But Tom Thompson, the Canadian artist.
Oh,
how did he die?
That guy.
How do you think he died? How do you say Ontario? And please donate to our Patreon.
Which is your favourite kind of geese?
Yeah. Or swan.
Sunny Dash!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince.
I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.